This is Benjamin Lin. Benjamin Lin, forgive me, but 12. I have to say that because it's incredible how well you're playing, period. But you're playing really well for somebody in seventh grade. How long have you played piano, Benjamin?
About 7.5 years now.
And do you remember what it was like when you were first learning? Was it hard?
When I was first learning, basically it was like my mom took me to like some place where like she was like, oh, there are like a lot of instruments over here. You can like try like different instruments. And then like I played like the piano first and I was like, oh, I like this pretty much. And then like the violin I just didn't like. So, I mean, I just stuck with the piano.
Well, I can tell you really like playing. It shows. What was the piece you just played?
The Schubert's Impromptu No. 2, Opus 90.
And you sounded just terrific playing it.
Thanks.
What else do you like to do besides playing piano?
Chess. What else? Chess.
Anything outdoors when the weather's nice?
I mean, I swim too, and I also like to write novels too.
Oh, excellent! Can you tell me what one of your novels is about? Do you have characters you've come up with, or?
I mean. It's I've only wrote one novel so far. Like, it's not completely finished yet, but, like, it's about two kids who, like, go on an adventure when, like, their dad is killed, like.
That sounds riveting. I'd love to hear more about that. I know you've got another piece or two you'd like to play. What would you like to play next?
Flight of the Bumblebee, arranged by Romanov.
Oh, this will be fun to listen to. So once again, here is Benjamin Lin. Wow, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you, when you play so quickly, and I'm not sure what the name, if there even is a name for that technique, because you're playing so quickly at the beginning. Can you play the very first part of that? Just, yeah. Does that have a name to it?
I don't think so.
How did you learn to do that? Moving your fingers that quickly and that perfectly to get the right notes, that's got to be really hard to master.
Yeah, like, it's like, you got to, like, learn the notes first. I mean, then, and then, like, speeding up, it's just, like, a matter of speeding up, I mean.
And do you have a teacher that you work with now?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Mrs. Ann Lin.
And has she been showing you how to do those things?
Yeah, sort of.
Do you ever hear something like that and think, how could I ever possibly do it? And then get surprised that you're able to do it.
Yeah. Like, last year I was like, oh, I really want to play this, but this is going to be like really challenging. And then, but like, here I can like play it now. So, you know,
yeah.
I surprise myself, I guess.
I'm glad that really shows how well you're doing. Tell me a bit about the Pittsburgh Concert Society and how that went. Did you have to audition for this award? What was the process like?
So, like, basically my teacher was like, oh, there's this Pittsburgh Concert Society where you have to, like, play three songs. And then, like, okay, I'll try it. I learned, like, a third song. And then, like, the day came, and then we went into, like, it was just basically a big stage with just me and the judge, and I played my three songs. And then, yeah.
And then what happened afterwards? Did you know you won, or did you go home?
So, like, when I learned I won, I was actually on the car to a chess tournament. So, like, I was really happy on the tournament. I was, like, yelling, and then my dad, like, yeah. Like, my mom told me on the phone, and then, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. So you left the audition,
yeah.
And you were on your way to a chess tournament, and you mm-hmm. found out you won. How did you do in the chess tournament later?
Really not good.
I mean, if it were me, I would be just thinking about the Pittsburgh Concert Society after that. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you're older?
Something to do with computers, probably, like computer science, software engineering.
And that's not uncommon that people who excel in math also like computer science. Is there something you do in that area now that you're especially proud of or that you're learning about?
I'm learning about, like, Python right now. I haven't, like, it's like, sometimes I learn a lot, sometimes I just don't learn a lot because, like, I'm busy with other things, but...
And what is Python?
Like, I don't know, like a coding language?
Yeah,
I guess.
So a programming language. I just want to be sure people know what that is, and it's a pretty popular one right now. Is there anything you'd like to say? We want to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society, but anything you'd like to add about your experience with them or their encouragement of you to continue playing so well? They're very nice people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've really been kind, and you can learn more at PittsburghConcertSociety.org. You've got one more to play, mm-hmm. right? Is there anything else you'd like to say before you play? This will be our last chance to talk. We mentioned your family members. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Joan here with us, Mrs. Selkowitz. We mentioned your teacher, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Lynn.
Yeah. I don't think I need to thank anybody else.
Did I get your teacher's name right?
Mrs. Ann Lynn.
Mrs. Ann Lynn.
Yeah.
Well, what song would you like to play to finish up?
Beethoven's Sonata number 18, the fourth movement.
From Hampton Middle School, 7th grade, age 12, here again, Benjamin Lynn.